Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
So you're a bad day, like it really bad day. Just can't get enough day, just always so puffed day. I'm that bad gay, make your mama sad gay, make your girlfriend mad gay, might seduce your dad gay. I'm the bad gay.
Now let's talk about our next guest, shall we?
Yes, the one and only Sananda, who is doing a show at Melbourne Fringe. It's very, very exciting, very exciting. The show is called "How Gay Am I?" In those that font that's like sideways, so you have to say it in a bit of a.
You have to have a bit of a slant in your voice. And Helen, how appropriate is that for bad gays? How gay am I? Because the answer to that question for me is not bloody very.
It's almost a challenge.
Which is
for me.
What makes me a bad gay. Now, I want to read a couple of quotes, Sananda.
Oh, sure.
It says from, and I'll probably say her first name incorrectly, Ilana Glazer, quote, "Sananda is a bright presence." And from Lucilla Agnello, "Sananda is such a funny and magnetic performer with such a unique, commanding, comedic voice. Check out her show if you want to see someone on the presence of big things."
Whoa. Yeah.
What an introduction. Good evening and welcome to Bad Gay Sananda.
I slept with both of them. No, I'm kidding. No, I didn't.
Perfect.
Neither of them, actually.
Neither?
Neither.
Okay.
Right. So take us through... How gay are you?
How gay am I? Oh, God. So,
yeah. We're in a late time.
Yeah,
we're
it's
in
fine.
Time. Yeah. Yeah,
go. So, effing gay.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
effing
gay.
Well, I won't even
unlike
swear.
The bad gays in this studio at the moment. So, tell us how you came about creating this show.
Yeah.
Well, the show is actually... now what it is an hour-long show of characters, and I started with a storytelling of how I came out to my conservative Indian parents. That's still a process, let me tell you. But the first time I ever did it, I did it after a quick character workshop, and I happened to develop two queer characters, and I thought, oh, what a good way to come out to my extended family in Bangkok. So I basically had two characters, a short storytelling. It was like 20 minutes altogether. And I called all my cousins into this like bar with a stage. And I was like, meet me there on Friday night. Ticket price is nothing at all. Just please come. And then I used it to announce my queerness to them.
Wonderful.
That's so funny. You've said it's a multimedia exploration of your own queerness. Multimedia. Mm. How many medias are we talking? Are we going into the Matrix? Because I am all here for that.
Well, I am making videos, if you can call it that. I'm currently working on a Photoshop animation that is kind of a comic series for a character I do called Beef Police. And Beef Police is probably one of the wildest, most absurd characters, but I just have so much fun doing her. She's like a rogue Indian cop who's busting people for eating beef. You're bloody eating beef. And I make people breathe on my face.
Oh.
Interrogate them about the last time they put a juicy sausage in their mouth.
So good.
Yeah. So where is home?
Mm. Oh, what a way to hit me with the hard ones.
There you
from
go.
Off the bat. So my family's Indian, but I'm third generation Indian Thai. I grew up in Bangkok, and I went to an international school, which basically colonized my mind with America. Mm-hmm. Also why I sound like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. And I've lived in Bangkok, New York, Los Angeles, and now here. So I don't know. You tell me. Where's home?
Yeah.
home is where the heart is. That's now, let's speak about the heart. Oh. Let's talk about some of your show. And I was doing some reading and you were talking about the missed opportunities of embracing your gayness.
So I didn't come out to myself until I was 27. And do you guys want to hear the story of when I lost my virginity?
Oh, let's go for it. Let's Why not? Yep.
So I lost my virginity at age 24.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. Big eyes all around. at age 24 to a male model on a yacht party because I had a girlfriend who was my quote-unquote best friend that I had to make jealous and prove a point to.
We love that. Love that. That's iconic. Like I feel like that story just deflates like the age. It's like whatever, just smacks it down.
So you really are a bad gay.
Such a bad gay.
You started out as a bad gay and it just got worse from there.
Terrible, terrible gay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I had so many missed opportunities. I went to an all women's college in New York City. Oh. I was class president every year. And imagine that, 500 girls.
For the picking.
In each class that just knew me, knew my face, I'd be friendly to, I was Facebook friends with multiple. Like, come on.
Talk about missed opportunities. Oh. Mm. So what would you tell the, you came out later in life, obviously, 27?
At that time, yes.
At that time.
Now I'm 94.
That's when you had your epiphany. That's when you got the membership card, you got your steak knives, your tool belt, and you were happening.
Yeah, well, I came out to myself and then spent the next 3 years going to lesbian bars with my straight male Norwegian friend.
And how'd that work out for you?
Not so good.
Worked out well for him, not so good for you.
Neither of us. We both got shot down.
Oh.
I'm thinking me by association and him for being a straight male and not the other way around.
Oh, my God. Okay. 87% gay. That's what you've put a double digit, like, exactly to it. How did you come up with this?
Oh,
percentage.
I was under the crunch. So when I came out to my brother, you'll hear this in the storytelling bit I do to open my show too. But when I came out to my brother, his immediate response was, what percentage of you is still straight? So I had to do math on the spot.
Right.
And at the time, I had a crush on Josh Hartnett. Right now, I still have a crush on Channing Tatum.
Okay, yeah.
And on Jason Momoa. Strangely enough, I don't understand my own type in men, but so I don't know. I gave that a 13% straight.
13,
and sure. Yep. Your brother was happy with that?
I mean, it got him off my back.
Well done. Well
you know,
done.
Well that's played. What it takes. And
yeah,
excellent. So, Sananda's show is.
How gay am I?
How gay am I?
Question mark. Or maybe not.
How gay am I?
And you want to give us any of the details on your show?
Sure thing.
Yeah.
You can find more information on Facebook. Just search How Gay Am I on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And with my name, Sunanda, it's at the Butterfly Club from September 9th through the 15th.
Love it.
10 p.m. every night, 7 shows.
You know you're good when you're at the Butterfly Club. Like, absolutely. Do I need to say more?
And for all the bad gays out there, Sananda was referring to the Book of Faces, everyone. So
yes.
Look up the Book of Faces.
Book of Faces.
Or the Insta, Twitter, or whatever the hell you have. And
anything you've
track
got.
Her down, because this sounds like a phenomenal show.
Okay.
And we're very much looking forward to seeing it.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.